If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, in which we try to ask and answer some of the questions related to the Islamic laws based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, before we embark on our episode, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and also with our guest speaker, Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Let's start a series of episodes on, questions or of jurisprudential nature related to painting and sculpture, Sheikh Javid.
Sure.
Well, one of these questions that
some individuals may ask this question, what is the view of Ayatollah Khamenei on making dolls and sculpture or drawing and painting living beings, such as plants, animals, and human beings? And what's the view on selling, buying, acquiring, and exhibiting these items?
Well, this is a matter of controversy among the religious authorities. I do know some of the religious authorities who are of the view that making sculptures and keeping dolls in one's house is forbidden. But this is not the opinion of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei. He says that there is no harm whatsoever in the sculpture, in the photography and drawing of living beings. Of course, when it comes to drawing living beings, that none of the religious authorities has forbidden drawing or painting living beings, animate beings. So, but when it comes to sculptures, making dolls, stuffed, dolls, we see the religious authorities have different opinions. But His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that there is no harm in and making such things, keeping them even in one's house. And it's also not, there's also not any problem in selling or buying or keeping pictures and statues in one's house. And even there's no objection to someone showing these things or putting them in an exhibition, exhibiting them, putting on display. So because the time has changed, we are not living at a time in which people might
worship the idols.
Yeah, idols. Yes. Yeah. No one has such an intention. So
calling them not unlawful is one thing, but what about this question? Are they all paintings and sculptures and such things as this, which we call it, reprehensible?
Even the His Eminence has not said that it is reprehensible. Mm-hmm. He has said that there is no harm at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
objection, no problem with it.
In making these dolls and keeping them, selling them, buying them.
Of course. In the new curriculum, there's a subject called self-reliance. Part of the subject deals with sculpture. The teachers ask the students to make dolls of rabbits, dogs, and the like from cloth or other items.
Yes.
What's the law in this matter, Sheikh Javid? What's the ruling on the teachers' instructions in this regard? And to what extent does the completion in full size of these dolls affect the ruling?
Well, as I said, there is no problem in making a statue or ordering another person to do so, because his opinion, his fatwa regarding these things is very absolute. It's not contingent on something or conditional to something. So he has said, His Eminence has said, that there is no harm whatsoever in making a statue or even ordering another person to make one.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We're still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to painting and sculpture with Sheikh Javid. Well, what's the ruling in the matter of children, Sheikh Javid, drawing pictures of Quranic stories such as that of the people of the elephant and the cleavage of the sea for Moses, alayhi salam?
Well, there is no objection to it either. You know, it must be based on the truth, making sure to avoid, you know, dabbling in falsehoods and not to, you know, and make sure not to make pictures or draw pictures which is perceived or deemed as kind of disrespectful. Because some paintings, of course, look in the eye of people as disrespectful. So it's first of all, it's necessary to understand, to note that if a picture is drawn, that picture cannot be ascribed to those noble figures, because those are just those pictures come out of the painter's imagination. Mm-hmm. You know, they have nothing to do with the picture of the, for example, of the prophets, of Prophet Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam. So these pictures even cannot be ascribed to those noble figures, though we make these stories to just to help the audience or the children, for example, understand the story. But these pictures cannot be ascribed. For example, in this time around, there are people who paint pictures of, for example, of the commander of faithful Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. But these are not real pictures, and they should not be perceived as such. And they cannot be attributed to those. No, we cannot say that, okay, this is the real picture of the commander of faithful Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Mm-hmm. No, we cannot do that. But okay, when it comes to...
But is it permissible to paint
to
the...
To paint, of course.
Uh-huh, it is permissible. Of the holy figures?
It is permissible, provided that it's not in common view considered to be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. It does not considered a kind of desanctifying them or violation of their sanctity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I see. Okay, Sheikh Javid, let me ask you this question. Sometimes, you know, people paint, but sometimes they use some special machinery to do so.
Yes.
All right. Is it permissible to manufacture dolls or statues of beings having spirits like human beings by using machinery?
Of course, there's no harm. There's no problem in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. What's the ruling in the matter of making jewelry in the form of statuettes, and does the material which goes into the making of the jewelry or is used in it have any bearing on the ruling in that it may be unlawful?
Well, it is permissible to make statuettes regardless of the material used in making them. So statues can be made of any material, of anything. And
like gold, for example,
like gold. But you know, of course, jewelry is used by women. Okay, if even if it is made of gold, mm-hmm. there is no problem. But for men, it's forbidden to wear any object, any items made of gold.
I see. Okay, and a very quick question I put in here: is returning the parts of the dismantled doll, such as hand, leg, and head, to it included in the impermissibility of making a statue, and could it fall in the category of making statues?
Well, just as I said in the beginning, there's no objection in making statues, buying them, selling them. So making limbs or returning them to their places per se is not considered as a sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
At any case or rate, making a statue is no, there's no problem.
I see.
In making a statue.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, and thank you, my dear listeners, for joining us, joining the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We leave you in God's care. Keep us in your duas. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم مجد لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل
سميع بصير. لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير.